Oh, okay. Hi, everybody. This is Serena Catania. I'm here with Michael Comas.
Hello, Serena. Happy NAB.
Thank you. Michael, you have a new position. You're Director of Business Development at Bebop.
Indeed, I am.
Which is, can we call it a startup?
It is completely a startup. After 10 years of being at Keycode Media, which is, you know, just a leader in the integration and resale industry, I decided to, I wanted to be at a startup before I died. In fact, if I died, I wanted it to be at a startup. I wanted to do something that was changing the industry, that was just fundamentally different. And I searched for a better part of a year, and I found Bebop. And I went to Bebop and said, I love what you're doing. I want to work for you. And here I am.
Well, tell us what Bebop does. I think I'm personally very excited about it because I think you're solving a problem that I, as a filmmaker, have had for years. So tell us, people who don't know, what does Bebop do?
Sure. If we look at how we've been creating media for the past 100 years, right? We've always been tethered to the technology that's on your desk, right? Whether you were splicing film together or using a chem or a flatbed or computers or now storage and rendering, it's all been based on the technology that is within arm's reach. And that's very limiting. If your machine's rendering, you go get coffee. If your storage goes down, you can't work. So Bebop had this great idea about Google and Amazon and Microsoft have data centers all around the world. What if we use those machines to edit and render and store and then just broadcast that window, that edit window, to your local system? Right? We're already doing things like that with Netflix, right? We're already streaming media. So Bebop had the idea of let's put creative content, the creation, in the cloud and just stream the window or the GUI to your desktop.
Okay. I love the idea, and it's scary as heck to me, okay? Because I've always said the pipeline is our biggest problem. How is Bebop solving that?
That you bring up a great point, and you know we cannot change the laws of physics, right? The internet speed in the United States is not great. The speed of the internet is only twice the speed of light, right? So if you were to shine a laser from L.A. to New York and New York to L.A., if you did that twice, that's the speed of our internet here in the U.S. So it's not that fast. However, when we start looking at machines and data centers, they are rendering faster. They have better GPUs, better CPUs, and when you need to deliver from the web, you're delivering from a data center, which already has hellacious throughput. So while we can't change the pipeline in terms of what your up and down speeds are, we can certainly save you time on other areas. Also, when we look at folks who maybe need drives, maybe you're FedExing a drive, right? So now we're waiting days.
Yeah.
Now
absolutely.
We can start uploading that instantly. So there are some give and take, and the cloud isn't for everyone, but for a vast majority of post-production, it's there today.
Yeah, so I wanted to ask you which solutions in the cloud you're compatible with.
Great question. One of the things that I get asked quite a bit is the media streaming to my system and then I run Avid or Adobe locally and I'm just streaming that media? No. Your computer becomes a window to a machine elsewhere. I know it's bad form to mention other competitors, right? But there are some other technology out there called TeamViewer or Remote Desktop or both by Apple and Microsoft. And those are poor man solutions, right? They're not optimized for video, but it's the same concept. You're looking into another machine. Since we're giving you access to that machine in the cloud, it's a Windows OS. It's a Windows Server OS. So anything that runs on server, we can run. We've been running Adobe for a couple years, which has been fantastic. We love Adobe. Autodesk, Blackmagic, and then I think is what you're probably getting to is Avid just announced during ACA.
Absolutely.
Sorry to steal your thunder.
No, please. I want to know everything about it.
That Bebop is the exclusive provider in North Central and South America to run Avid Media Composer in the cloud.
Awesome.
So clients can come to us and say, I want to edit remotely using Media Composer, using your systems. How do I do that? And what Bebop does is say, we'll sell you the Avid license. We'll spin it up on Microsoft Azure. and you can and you can start cutting. And now you are no longer tethered to A, the machines that are local, or having to invest in a expensive Media Central, formerly Interplay. You now no longer have to get these enterprise price solutions. You can do it on a OPEX model basis, so you can grow and contract as your workforce grows.
That's pretty awesome. I'm blown away by this. I really am. What do you have to have physically on the production end? Equipment? Mm-hmm. Can you tell us what you need for that?
Sure.
Just an internet connection, right?
Right. Bebop, the basis of Bebop is based on technology from Teradici. Teradici has had a product called PC over IP for years, and we use that protocol, which is Homeland Security grade military encryption. It's passed several MPAA audits, so the studios don't have to worry about it. The way to connect is either using your computer, using what we call a thin client or a software client, or if you don't want to use a computer, you can buy a $300 box, right? It just looks like an iPhone. It's not that much bigger. And all it does is take in an Ethernet connection and then have HDMI feeds on the back, and it becomes a dumb terminal. Right, so any other old fogies in the audience, you know, who remember the whole 70s computing methodology with a dumb terminal and a supercomputer, it's kind of like that.
Oh, that's pretty awesome. Now, you only have to have an internet connection speed up to 20, right, to make
this
work?
It starts at 20 megabits.
Okay, so that would be the minimum.
That would be the minimum. The average speed in the United States is about 70 megabits a second. So on a home connection, you should have no problem getting one screen, even two screens, to view it in real time with almost zero latency, and then upload as well. So it's there. And when you're looking at highly industrialized cities like New York and Los Angeles, where there's a lot of talent, the normal average internet connection speeds are even higher. So it's great for being able to edit remotely and not have to worry about dropouts or hiccups.
Okay, so you have to get your media up to Bebop.
Yes.
Once it's there, you're on those awesome military-grade servers that work like crazy. What about security? Are there backups? Can you talk about that?
Sure, of course. When the media gets uploaded, it goes through the PC over IP model that we're using. Everything's encrypted. When the media lands on the cloud, Bebop actually has relationships with storage manufacturers inside the data centers. Another question I get asked quite a bit is, how are you editing off Glacier? How are you editing off S3? That's slow. And you know what? You're right. It's great for metadata. It's great for redundancy, but it's not great to edit off of. So we have relationships with data, storage manufacturers. So we offload that media to fast storage. And that fast storage is completely DMZ'd. It's completely cut off from the outside world, aside from the port that we can get into, so no one else can get to it. We also do snapshotting. So if something were to happen, we have a snapshot to bring that media back.
Oh, that's
we also
awesome.
Have workflows to mirror your media in different data centers around the world. So if you want to have another backup, many of our clients already have Amazon accounts or Microsoft buckets. We can do that. Or blobs, I'm sorry, Microsoft blobs. We can do that migration as well for backup.
So you also have locally two-factor authentication at least to get in, right?
We do, and that's turned on at the request. But you ask about security. We offer two-factor authentication at every step of the way. What we also offer is that we blacklist all websites. So when you go to the VM, you can't get to any websites unless you've told us that you need access. We also disable all downloading. So no one can download any clips
unless
they're given permission. Also, the PC over IP protocol isn't transferring a video stream. It's only a change in certain pixels. So even if someone were to intercept it, they wouldn't be able to decode it.
Oh, that's amazing. Talk to me about collaboration, because that's really important, and the whole review process. So two steps, collaboration, mm-hmm. and then the review and approval process.
I like me polysyllabic words. Right? And so there's the concept of synchronous versus asynchronous. Right? Synchronous is when you have the producer with the coffee breath that is behind you as an editor.
Excuse me?
And wants to touch your screen and grab the mouse, and you know, you're raging inside. But that still requires someone to be in the room with you.
Yeah.
If we look at a common thing in L.A., which is the director or producer may be in Santa Monica and an editor is in L.A., they're not going to make that drive. or worse yet, the producer is overseas, right? How do we get this real-time review and approve?
Or I have editors in Australia and Germany, and I'm in San Diego now.
So what are you going to do? Hop on a plane?
Yeah. So you know why I love this so much.
And this makes perfect sense. What Bebop has is what we call OTS, or over the shoulder, oddly enough. And what it allows is a second user to log on to Bebop and see your exact screen. However, they can't do anything. They can just watch. It's like they're watching a TV show. A boring TV show, but they're watching a TV show.
Right. That's
and
true.
We also have audio built in. So when someone is playing a clip, someone on the other end can say, back that up 2 frames. I need you to trim the head on this, et cetera, et cetera. So it becomes a real-time, interactive, collaborative environment. We also, since we run native Premiere and whatnot, we can install extensions. A popular extension is to Frame.io. So for folks who want to work in an asynchronous fashion, meaning maybe someone is in Australia and they're not up when I'm going to bed. So now you can use, exactly, now you can use those extensions to push to Frame.io or any other asynchronous review and approve, and someone can then log in, see the media, make notes, etc. So we've kind of got both sides tackled.
Okay, I have to ask, this has been in development for a long time. Do you know who thought about this and how long it took them to get to this point? Because this really is a dream come true.
It is. This is the tip of the arrow, and I'm so excited.
I know,
Bebop's been around in its current incarnation for about 4 years.
Okay.
I need to speak in some broad terms here, but a certain studio had a hack several years ago.
And what was hacked was
on-prem. It wasn't cloud. You know who built cloud? That portion? The CTO of Bebop was involved in that building.
Okay.
So the concept was, well, if we're already offloading everything, what about offloading editing? And we had Bebop had a prototype within a few weeks, if I'm not mistaken. And here we are. And
that's
now
awesome.
We just partnered, as we said earlier, with Avid. So now this little startup that could is now involved with the juggernaut in the Hollywood TV industry, and we're just so excited for it.
So was your phone blowing up today?
I guess it was. I was monitoring the ACA announcements when Jeff Rosica was on stage, and my Twitter feed started blowing up. I was getting direct messages, hey, can I get a demo? I was getting texts on my phone saying, how did you keep this a secret? Why didn't you tell us? So I think even more than the Avid announcement is the fact that you're never going to please everyone when it comes to NLEs, right? There's still the NLE wars.
Of course not.
And the fact that Bebop can offer Avid for the folks who want to cut on Avid. We can offer any Adobe application. We can also offer Autodesk and even Resolve. We have a majority of the tools that you're using, and so it no longer becomes, well, I don't like that tool. It's, what tool do you want? And I love to have that flexibility.
Michael, I'm so happy for you.
Can you tell how excited
I really
am?
I'm excited, too. You're a friend, and I love to see my friends happy.
Oh, thank you.
And you're such a, over the years, I've gotten to know you as a technologist, but also a very creative person. So you've got both worlds here.
I try.
You know, and I think it must be fun to be running on a clear path towards something in the future that's going to be unbelievable for all of us.
I agree with the majority of that. The one point that is tough is you say a clear path. This is uncharted territory.
Yeah, I think that's what I meant. It's like wide open. Where do you go?
It is. Yeah. It is. And pardon the expression, but it's fantastic to be the attractive one at the dance, right? People want to dance with you now.
Yeah.
And I love the fact that I can go up and there's some brand recognition in the industry. And there's not really, and I'm not saying this from a sales perspective, there really isn't anyone else doing this.
No, I don't
right?
think so.
Avid tried to do it on their own and decided, you know what, we're going to partner with someone. Adobe attempted it with Adobe Anywhere, and they kind of backed down from that a little bit. So it's fantastic to have this technology that not many people are utilizing.
Wow. So I have to ask you about my favorite show on the internet, Five Things.
Five Things, yes.
Talk to me about Five Things.
Five Things.
You started that, what, How many years ago now? It seems like it was yesterday.
Late 2014.
Wow, and no.
Yeah, yeah. The concept behind Five Things was, believe it or not, in our industry, we focus on media, but marketing videos that come out by technology companies or industry usually are either poor quality or they're so marketing-based, they're all sizzle. There's no
right.
steak.
And, you know, that drives me crazy when I read marketing speak. And I'm going, please just speak normal. Tell us exactly what you're talking about. Don't talk to me in superlatives. Explain it. Go under the hood. And that's what you do. I love that.
That's one reason you almost want to move to the UK, right? Their marketing laws are so much more
on point.
Really? Whereas here you can get away with so much. But truth in advertising is taken to the nth degree in the UK, which I love. But I started the series because not only did I want to share the steak, not just the sizzle, but also as a consumer, I kind of want you to be informed, right? You're going to read all these superlatives, but you know what? Does it actually work?
And do
What's
I
the
believe
real price
when
point?
I read it?
Exactly.
I don't believe it anyway.
So Five Things was a way for me to go back to my creative roots, meld it with current technology, but also try and be a mouthpiece for the tech side of the industry, so folks know what they're getting into. We're on season 3 right now. We've had some starts and stops, but it's a labor of love, and I'm hoping to do more after NAB this year.
I'm so proud of you. Now,
Thank
tell
you.
Us where we can go to learn more about Bebop.
BebopTechnology.com is the best way to go about doing this. Or, you know, I'm on Twitter, and I can answer any questions, and that's at Michael Comas.
And tell us where to go to find Five Things.
Five Things. FiveThingsSeries.com. And if you can remember how my name is spelled, MichaelComas.com.
And that's Michael, KAMMES.com, right?
Brilliant.
Did I get that right?
You got
I got
it
that right.
On the first try.
Thank you, my friend, and congratulations. I wish you all the best. This is Serena Catania. We're talking with Michael Comas of Bebop Technology.